Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this November 2024 meeting of Murrindindi Shire Council. Murrindindi Shire Council is proud to acknowledge the Tungurung and Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now call Murrindindi Shire. We pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, who are the keepers of history, traditions, knowledge, and culture of this land. Councillors, would you raise your right hand for the pledge, please? The council is democratically elected to represent the community as Murrindindi Shire Council are committed to working together in the best interests of the people who live in our municipality, those who conduct business here and those who visit. Thank you. This public meeting is being streamed live via our Facebook page and website. The recording of the meeting along with the official minutes of the meeting will also be published on our website. Item 2.2 on the agenda. Councillors, I note there are no apologies. Are there any requests for planned leave? Councillor Adams.
Yes, Mayor, I would like to request an upcoming leave of absence from Monday the 8th of December to Friday the 14th of December inclusive, please.
Thank you, Councillor Adams. Are there any other requests for planned leave? In that case, I'll ask for a councillor to move that council approve Councillor Adams' request for leave for the period 18th to 14th December inclusive. Thank you, Councillor Lording. Second, thank you, Councillor McGawley. I now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. Item 2.3, councillors, are there any disclosures of interest or conflict of interest with any matters on the agenda this evening? Councillor Carpenter.
Mayor, I have an interest in item 4.1 because I'm a member of the Rotary Club of Yay, but it is not a conflict as a decision has been made under officer delegation.
Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. Any other conflicts? I will be declaring that I have a material conflict of interest with agenda item 4.1, grants and sponsorships, quarterly allocations, given my directorship of Alexandra Events Corporation Limited. Item 2.4, I'll ask that the council move that council confirm the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 20th of November 2024. Thank you, Councillor McCauley. And a second, please. Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. I note we have no petitions this evening and no matters of community recognition or deferred matters. I understand there's no urgent business. CEO, is there any public participation this afternoon? Thank you. We'll straight into the agenda, Council's item 4, reports of community and development group. Item 4.1 is the grants and sponsorships quarterly allocations matter. And I'll invite Ms. Stewart to brief us on all of the items in this briefing paper, except for the Alexandra Events application. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Gallagher. Council's grants and sponsorship program provides funding for projects that support our communities to improve the livability of our towns and places, build connections, create opportunities for participation in community and civic life, improve personal and community health and wellbeing, protect our environment and assist communities to plan for the future. This report provides Council with details of the quarterly allocations from August, September and October above officer delegation with the panel assessment report for noting and consideration. The report also includes October quick response grants awarded under delegation to a maximum value of $2,500. In summary of the applications received, 4 were funded under delegation and 4 applications are being recommended for funding by Council. The officer recommendation is that Council 1, note the following grants and sponsorship awarded under delegation by the Grants and Sponsorship Assessment Panel: A, Alexandra District Traders and Tourism Association Incorporated, Alexandra Spring Fair 2024 for $2,500. B, Rotary Club of Yay, 2024 Rotary Club of Yay Senior Christmas Dinner and Entertainment for $2,500. C, Yay Primary School, Yay for Christmas Production, $2,083. D, Flowerdale Community Hall, Flowerdale Community Christmas for $1,988. And 2, endorse the funding of the following applications as recommended by the Grants and Sponsorship Assessment Panel. A, the Molesworth Public Hall Reserve, installation of 5G phone signal booster and smart television for presentation aids to a value of $5,000. B, Rotary Club Alexandra Dindi Days, powered by Rotary Club Alexandra, for $5,000. C, Marysville Community Golf and Bowls Club Essential Equipment Recovery Project, $2,500.
Thank you, Ms. Stewart. Councillors, are there any questions? Can I ask that a councillor propose a motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Carpenter.
As per the officer's recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. Is there a second, please? Thank you, Councillor Hildebrand. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to your motion?
I'd just like to say that I think this is a terrific program that the council provides for the community, and lots of lovely Christmas things happening soon, and I'm very happy to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Hildebrand, would you like to speak? Would you like to speak for or against the motion? Thank you, Councillor McCauley.
Yes, thank you. Just looking through these submissions and the assessment panel recommendations, all of these applications are all reflective of our wonderful community that's so vibrant, and they reflect and you know, they all showcase our great community, and they also showcase how many wonderful community volunteers we've got in our area. I'd just like to take note of the 1G Marysville Community Golf and Bowls Club, which is sadly a replacement, funding for replacement for equipment that was stolen from the actual golf club. But it's wonderful that we can actually be still supporting this this golf club despite, you know, when they've had such a bad year last year. So I endorse all the applications.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Would anybody else like to speak for or against? Look, I'll simply add to Councillor McCauley's note that not only that we have celebration here of all of the community groups across the organisation, across the Shire, but it is all of the Shire that's represented here, more or less, that there's activities being supported right around the community. So thank you, Councillors, for your discussion. Councillor Carpenter, are you happy to close?
Close, thank you, Mayor.
In that case, councillors, I now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. I will now excuse myself from the discussion given my conflict of interest, and I'll hand the chair to Deputy Mayor Carr.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you. I'll now ask Ms. Stewart to brief council on the matter of Alexandra Events Corporation's grant application.
So item D on the recommendation is Alexandra Events, Alexandra Pro Rodeo 2025 for a total of $5,000.
Thank you, Ms. Stewart. Councillors, are there any questions? Councillors, we have an officer recommendation before us. I'll now ask a councillor to propose a motion. Thank you, Councillor McCauley. And a second.
As per the officer recommendation.
Thank you. And a second for that motion, please. Thank you, Councillor Lordy. Councillor McCauley, would you like to speak to your motion?
No, just I've already sort of covered it. It's another opportunity to showcase our beautiful area, so we're glad to be sponsoring it.
Thank you. Councillor Lording, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor McCauley, would you like to close?
Close. Thank you.
Thank you. I now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. May we please ask the mayor to return?
Thank you, Councillor, and thank you, Ms. Stewart. Item 4.2 is the future of Council's role in provision of family daycare services. And again, ask Ms. Stewart to share a briefing with us.
Thank you, Mayor. This report outlines the challenges facing the family daycare service, including a declining number of educators, workforce shortages, and increasing financial pressures. Recent resignations of 5 educators and coordination officer have significantly impacted the service's viability, with council now unable to meet compliance requirements under the National Quality Framework and the Children's Services Act. Council has made concerted efforts in recent years to support early years education, including workforce strategies, infrastructure reviews, and the adoption of the kindergarten and childcare strategy.
Despite these proactive measures, external factors such as limited educator availability and increased competition for skilled staff have hindered the sustainability of the family daycare program being a council delivered service. This report recommends transitioning from direct service provision to allow third-party providers to meet community needs. This recommendation aims to minimise disruption to families and educators while addressing the financial deficit associated with this service. Council officers will work to ensure a smooth transition for all stakeholders, focusing on continuity of care for families and supporting impacted staff. This report seeks Council's endorsement of the following recommendation. That Council 1 resolve to transition from the direct provision of family daycare service effective 20th December 2024 and facilitate the transfer of 8 remaining educators to suitable third-party providers where possible. 2, note that educators and families will be supported throughout the transition process, including clear communication and assistance to navigate new service arrangements to minimise disruptions to families.
Thank you, Ms. Stewart. Councillors, are there any questions?
Yes, sir. Stuart, I was just wondering if there will be a warm handover process for the family daycare providers and the families they're working with.
Yes, officers have already commenced the transition for families and the affected providers as well, and working with other third-party providers to ensure that there is a smooth transition and support throughout the process.
So, are there any other questions? In that case, I'll ask a councillor to propose a motion, please. Thank you, Councillor McCall.
As per the officer recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor McCall. Is there a second, please? Thank you, Councillor Carr. Councillor McCall, would you like to speak to your motion?
Ms. Stewart has mentioned, I understand that council has done everything that they can possibly to try and keep active in this space, and if you know, we have tried encouraging family daycare personnel and staff. It's a shame to see it go, but I'm sure that it will be well taken over by other people, probably more qualified and able to administer this very valuable service to the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Councillor Carr, would you like to speak? Anybody else like to speak for or against the motion? Councillors, I just recognise that Council is not in the service of delivering family daycare services, so this is an administrative function, and that this move is well and truly in line with the August Council motion under the kindergarten and childcare strategy to withdraw from this service and to transition in an effective way. So I recognise that part two of this recommendation specifically caters for that transition. So for that reason, I think supporting the motion. Councillor McCauley, would you like to close?
Close, thank you.
Councillors, I'll now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion carried, thank you. And thank you, Ms. Stewart, for your team's reports. Item 5 is reports from the People and Corporate Performance Group. Item 5.1 is a work cover insurance premium approval, and I invite Ms. Vogt to brief us on that matter. Welcome.
Thank you. Item 5.1 is about work cover insurance premium approval. Council is required to have workers' compensation insurance, which in Victoria is regulated by WorkSafe, the Victorian State Government Agency. Under this system, all employers must obtain their workers' compensation coverage through WorkSafe. Council's workers' compensation insurance premium for the 2024-25 year is $371,562.54, GST exclusive. The CEO is delegated to approve payment of invoices up to $300,000, GST exclusive. As this invoice exceeds this amount, a council resolution is required. The report recommends that Council approve the payment of Council's 2024-25 Workers' Compensation Insurance Premium, being the sum of $371.562 GST.
Thank you, Ms. Vogt. Are there any questions? Ms. Vogt, are the recent premium increases attributable to any Council practices or policies, or are they simply industry rate movements?
No, actually, pleased to report that council's premium this year has actually gone down from last year. So we experienced a significant increase in the year 2023-24 as a result of changes that WorkSafe made to the rates that were charged at industry levels. And then this year we've seen that come down, and that's a result of our good track record in WorkSafe MAS.
Okay, thank you. If there's no further questions, then I'll invite the council to propose a motion, please. Thank you, Councillor Lawdy.
As per the officer's recommendation, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a second, please, councillors? Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Lawdy, would you like to speak to your motion?
All I want to say is it's something we must do, so we haven't really got any choice in it, and I'm very pleased that it has gone down a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lawdy. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak?
Thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Lawdy, would you like to close?
Close, please.
Councillors, I now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. And thank you, Ms. Williams. Item 6, reports from the Assets and Environment Group. 6.1 is a declaration and naming of a new road, Providence Rise, Kinlingworth. And I'd like Mr. Bain to share it with us.
Item 6.1, declaration of a new road. A new access road has been constructed to tie within the city represented by developers 110 Kinlingworth West Road in Kinlingworth. The road has been constructed in accordance with council standards. As a requirement of the local government act, section 204, it's now appropriate to declare the road public highway. Then parallel pursuing the naming proposal of Providence Rise for the road. Part of this process, advertising a public highway declaration and proposed name will be declared or advertised in parallel and to make public notification. Joining property owners will be notified directly with the proposed name. It is also proposed to include the road in the council's register of public roads in accordance with the Road Management Act, which is under delegation by officers. The recommendation is that council, pursuant to section 204(1) of the Local Government Act 1989, declare the road shown hatched in a plan below, retained in the support of some public highway for the purpose of the Act, with the proposed name of Providence Rise, and to advertise the decision in local media and the Victoria Government Gazette, and include the road in the Register of Public Roads in accordance with the Road Management Act 2004.
Thank you, Mr. Bone. Councillors, are there any questions? Thank you, Councillor Carpenter.
Mr. Bone, can you please confirm that the name of the road was proposed by the developers?
It was proposed by the developers, and it's matches our policy on naming, and it has a connection to Providence Hill, which road rises, so it's in accordance with the naming guidelines.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. Councillor McCauley.
And this might sound like a dopey question. Just to make sure that everything's clear, can you just give us a definition of the term highway? Because I go, oh, it's a highway. Oh, yeah. And I understand, but just for clarity, please.
So that's it is a road that is accessible to the public.
Yep.
It's not a road that is maintained by council until the council public road under the Road Management Act.
Yep.
But it's available to the public to use. In this process, we're going to name the road, go through that process of naming it. Once that name is agreed, then it'll appear on the mapping system. So it's GPS and purposes of mail and provision of services. Then they'll receive the services in that direction.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Corley. Are there any other councillor questions? In that case, might I ask a councillor to propose a motion? Thank you, Councillor Carpenter.
As per the officer's recommendation, please, Mayor.
Have a second, please. Thank you, Councillor Carr. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to your motion?
It's nice to see a new road in my part of the world, and it's a very pretty part of the world up there. Lovely views looking over the town. It'll be lovely. Thank you.
On my mentor's occasion, thank you, Councillor Carr. Councillor Carr, would you like to speak?
Yes, just like to say that I think the name is great and falls within your guidelines, and it has that historical connection, which is really great. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carr. Would anybody else like to speak for or against? Thank you, Councillor Lawton.
I absolutely love the name. I think of yesteryear things like Picnic at Hanging Rock and all those things, that sort of name. Providence is a beautiful name. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lawton. Would anybody else like to speak for or against? In that case, Councillor Carpenter, would you like to close?
Close. Thank you, Mayor.
I now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bain. We now move to item seven, Councillor and CEO reports. I note there are no notices of motion. So, Councillor Adams, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mayor. As a recently elected councillor, I would like to take this opportunity to express my thanks and gratitude to residents who voted for me. On November 13th, I was sworn in and made my affirmation to abide by upholding the standards of the Model Councillor Code of Conduct. I affirm that I will continue to undertake these duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the municipal community. I have participated in induction training alongside my fellow councillors and executive directors and team members. I acknowledge there is much to learn, and I look forward to involvement in decision-making processes and representing the interests of the community. I would like to acknowledge our diverse and committed councillors and working together over the next 4 years. I've been allocated the community wellbeing portfolio, which includes youth health and wellbeing and community strengthening. I'm eagerly anticipating contributing to the council plan 2021 to 2025 Resilient Communities Strategy to deliver support and promote opportunities for all people to connect with each other, collaborate and plan for the future, and also with the next vision from next year onwards for the whole council. I also look forward to my role as a committee member for the Rubicon Outdoor School and also the Audit and Risk Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Adams. Councillor Carpenter, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mayor. I am very grateful for the support my community has shown by re-electing me to council. I am keen to work on the new council plan. It has been good to develop relationships with the new councillors, and I'm looking forward to working together for the benefit of our communities. I have been out and about in my ward. The weather has been lovely for the many events that have been held this month. It was terrific to see many visitors and residents attend the A Cruise Night, and this event continues to gain in popularity on the second Saturday of the month during daylight savings. The inaugural Murrindindi Harvest Festival showcased food and drink sourced from the district and was well attended in Railway Precinct. I hope this will become an annual event, drawing visitors to our region to sample produce and support our local producers. The A Show celebrated country life with working dog trials, showing of livestock and poultry, horse events, wood chopping, and of course the arts and crafts display, cookery, and stunning flowers in the horticultural section. Congratulations to all those who competed. I attended the A Wetlands Discovery Centre AGM and heard about the successes of the previous year. The centre and the wetlands continue to be a destination for visitors to the area. Finally, this week I went to the annual community meeting of the A and District Memorial Hospital. It was great to hear acknowledgement of the very important work small rural hospitals can provide to their community. They are an integral part of our health and well-being.
Innovative projects continue to support positive health outcomes for our residents. In my portfolio of sustainability and assets, we successfully applied for a TAC grant for a movement and place study for the Yay Township, centred on High Street and extending from the Recreation Reserve Showgrounds on the northern side to the Yay and District Memorial Hospital on the southern edge. Works have commenced on the naturally cooler Murrindindi street tree strategy. As part of this project, we will be developing an urban tree strategy, which will include assessment of canopy cover, an urban tree inventory, and projection of future canopy cover. It will also cover maintenance and inspections, including future planting regimes. The Kaigay Trail in the Yay Wetlands is currently under construction. This pathway will enable visitors to access new areas of the wetlands. Works on the Eildon Reserve redevelopment are continuing. This exciting $6.1 million project is funded by the state and federal governments, with council contributing $1.49 million. Several features are already open to the public, including the skate park, Flying Fox, swing set playground, and senior play space. Barbecues, toilets, and change facilities are complete and will open once power is connected by service authorities, expected before Christmas. Construction of the splash park is set to begin next week, but required concrete curing times meant that it will open early in the new year, with enough time for use during the warmer months. While the project was initially scheduled for completion by December this year, delays from inclement weather and component availability have pushed final works to later in summer. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. Councillor McCauley.
Thank you. I would like to start by acknowledging our returning Mayor, Councillor Damien Gallagher, and newly elected Deputy Mayor, Councillor Anita Carr. A great blend of continuing knowledge of mayoral leadership and new energy in our fabulous new deputy. I would like to acknowledge the new and returning councillors on their election to this term. I'm already enjoying working with this new cohort of diverse and enthusiastic councillors. Personally, I am humbled and excited to have been selected by my community for another four-year term and looking forward to continuing working with all community members. In regard to portfolio business, which is the economic development and business support, which I'm pleased to say that this is my second time on, I am very excited to report that Murrindindi Shire Council was recognised at the Victorian Tourism Awards under the local government category on Thursday, the 21st of November. This category is open to all local government authorities and recognises excellence in tourism planning, the provision of tourism facilities and services, marketing, event development and management, and the overall contribution made both locally and overall to the Victorian tourism industry. Congratulations to Julie Blythe, the whole team for the work to pull this award submission together. We were the smallest shire to be recognised, and it's a testament to focus we give to tourism and the visitor economy. From our planning team and support for new visitor-related enterprises, our parks and roads teams keeping everything looking great, the support for events and markets, and right through to the promotion of the area to attract visitors to stay and play longer. This year, we are once again supporting the Murrindindi Food and Wine Inc. The program is funded through the Victorian Government grant and promotes all residents and visitors to put Murrindindi on your table this Christmas. Locally, there are 12 ways to make Murrindindi the centrepiece of your Christmas celebrations. Buy locally. Indulge in local food and wine. Dine at a local cafe, restaurant or pub. explore our beautiful breweries, distilleries, wineries, and produce stores, the Butcher's Bounty, create custom hampers, support local markets, arts, festival and events, gift and experience, give the gift of local dining, cherish artisan creations, learn something new, and give the gift of a referral to a local trade or professional service. And finally, at the recent Planning Institute of Australia Victoria Awards, the Activating Lake Hedland Master Plan received a commendation under the strategic planning category. The master plan was delivered through Regional Development Victoria in collaboration with Mansfield and Murrindindi Shire. Murrindindi recently updated the impacts of the delivery of the master plan for federal grants to deliver key infrastructure projects. The cost benefit for the project is over 7 times, meaning that for each dollar invested, it will return $7 to the local economy. Being recognised further enhances the need to deliver the actions of the master plan, and we are calling on all levels of government for much needed support. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Crawley, and thank you for your kind words. Councillor Hildebrand, do you have a report?
I do. I'm very humble and extremely delighted to be elected by members of the Corolla Ward to represent them. It is both a great honour and a privilege. The people of Corolla are busy preparing for the forthcoming hot and dry summer seasons. Our CFO brigades across the ward are busy running sessions and workshops to share information on how to best prepare for the upcoming fire season. With the end of the year rapidly approaching, so the festive activities begin and the community catch-ups are happening throughout the ward. These events are encouraging community connection, creating awareness of belonging, support, and purpose. Local acknowledgement is shared and a great fun is had by all who attend. The Glenburn Hall is hosting a Shire Local Emergency Action Plan, or LEAP, program this Friday night, with 70 members of the community booked to attend. An excellent example of how encouraging community connection through regular Friday nights at the hall has shaped a great civic engagement. Moreover, I am looking forward to working with other committee members of the R&D Scenic Reserve and the 8 Sale Yards, encouraging new ideas, positive outcomes for all members of the R&D Shire. And I intend to work hard to develop a great knowledge and understanding of my portfolio, integrity, finance, resilience, which includes governance, corporate service, emergency management, to implement the best possible results for the Shire of Murrindindi. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Hildebrand. Councillor Lloyd, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Council has been working to establish a base for operational staff at the Kinglake RAC building to better support works in Kinglake and surrounding areas. Historically, staff have travelled from Council's operations centre in Alexandra, spending over an hour transporting equipment and materials to Kinglake before commencing work. By establishing this local base, Council aims to significantly reduce travel time, allowing more time to be dedicated to maintaining community assets there. This will improve operational efficiency and enable faster responses to urgent repairs and maintenance requests across the Kinglake Ranges and down into Flowerdale. Infrastructure and road care. Unsealed roads capital works resheeting program has commenced. Council's maintenance road grading program is well underway with crews working in Yay and Highlands. Fire prevention roadside slashing is currently underway in all areas with Kinglake area to be completed within the next weeks. I've seen them doing some of this and I am absolutely surprised at the amount of or the height of the grass. It's really good to get that taken. Bridge upgrades at Aves and Weedings Bridge are nearing completion. And the 8 Safe Local Roads and Streets project have commenced, total of $1.9 million. These are Yark Road and Top Road, Ruffy to Goba, that's a speed reduction and safety improvements. Extons Road, Kinglake Central, that's a speed reduction and delineation improvements. Jerusalem Creek Road, Eildon, speed reduction and safety improvements. Wangaragoran Road, once upon a time I could not say that. GVH to Maroondah, that's a speed reduction and safety improvements. Killingworth Road, Killingworth, that's a speed reduction and safety improvements. Skylong Road, Skyline Road and UT Creek Road, Eildon to Devil's River, speed reduction and delineation improvements. McMahon's Road, Kinglake, speed change and raised priority crossings. Gingin Highlands Road in Gingin to be replaced by the Glen to be replaced by Glenburn Westbridge, speed reduction and safety improvements if approved. The MLSP, that's the motorcycle levy safety projects, being finalised. That's a total of 55K, including design and implementation costs. And Gingin Highlands Road, speed reduction and motorcycle safety barriers. Kinglake Creek Road, King Parrot Creek Road, Kerrisdale Road delineation and intersection improvements. Locals have become very interested in our roads. I get a lot of calls and positive suggestions on ways to improve our rural unsealed roads. And that's over and above all the great inputs from people in the crag. I will bring these valuable suggestions up with the appropriate director. Please keep these suggestions coming and please keep us informed of road defects. In this way, we can get a treatment started quickly. And remember to use SnapSend Solve to directly notify council. Even if it is RRV Road or Vic Roads, we can forward your info onto them. Just one thing I did earlier Remembrance Day is I attended the Kellogg Lodge and in full uniform and did a sword salute to the raising of the flag. They probably got a kick out of it, but I got an even bigger kick. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Carr.
Yes. Firstly, thank you to the Eildon Ward residents for putting their trust and confidence in me to be a strong voice for you all over the next 4 years. I'm excited for this opportunity and I'm looking forward to working with fellow councillors, the CEO, executives and staff to continue moving our Shire forward in a positive direction. I attended the Thornton CFA Open Day on Sunday, the 10th of November. They had a great setup with plenty of support from the CFA crews from throughout Murrumbidgee. It was great to see the state-of-the-art equipment on display. Lots of information was available on the day about fire safety and the upcoming fire season. They also had face painting for the kids, a sausage sizzle, giveaways and plenty of chit chat. It was a great day and I'm looking forward to supporting and promoting the next one. There was also a whole town garage sale on the day. It was great to wander around all the houses taking part. What a fabulous idea, and the participants and organisers are hoping the next one will bring more people in and be bigger and better. Eildon Charity Golf Day was held on Friday, the 22nd of November. I attended the evening session after finishing induction training and was lucky enough to draw all of the raffles. It was a successful day with 71 players entering, albeit that it was super hot. All entrants were treated to a delicious breakfast, lunch and dinner. A special mention to Ken Kohler from Eildon Golf Club, who was presented with the Fred Docking Memorial Award for his contributions to the Charity Golf Day over many, many years. A well-deserved award, which was presented by Fred's son, Brian, supported by his wife, Lisa. The new skate park and Flying Fox play space have opened in Eildon over the past couple of months, and it is so pleasing to see so many of our youth, grown-ups and tourists utilising the spaces. The pools of Murrumbidgee Shire opened on Saturday, the 16th of November, and are once again free entry to all residents and visitors over the 2024-25 season. Eildon has been super busy due to the hot weather and no doubt will break entrant records again this season. Eildon CFA are holding a fire safety community meeting this Friday, the 29th of November at 7 o'clock at the 21st Street Park for residents, property owners, occupiers. All are welcome. Bring your own chair. This will be a very informative and helpful session, which I'm looking forward to attending. An important side note. A reminder that Council's free green waste disposal to the resource recovery centres ends this Saturday, the 30th of November. Make sure to take advantage and have your property prepared for the upcoming fire season. Murrumbidgee Shire is welcoming the Great Victorian Bike Ride this weekend over Friday, Saturday and Sunday. This will be great for our towns, and I'm looking forward to seeing the riders come through Eildon on Saturday. I encourage all locals to have a look at the road closure maps for this event to help you plan your travel through the closure periods. It's great to see plenty of staff Christmas parties happening around the Eildon ward. Lots of local businesses and groups are supporting local restaurants by having their breakups locally, which is awesome to see. Plenty of venues offering great menus and entertainment. Make sure to check out what's on offer in the lead up to Christmas over all of Murrumbidgee. It's great to see the lake and township so busy already with all this hot weather. It is set to be a super summer throughout Murrumbidgee. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carl. Item 7.8 is the Mayor Report. I'll begin by acknowledging the commitment of councillors to the rigorous induction program they are currently engaged in. The induction program familiarises councils with their role and responsibilities under the Local Government Act, alongside sessions including business of council and preparation for the decision-making process. The program is being delivered by council officers and by external sector specialists. Despite the period of elections and the packed induction agenda, as we've heard tonight, business of council has not taken a pause. Council has joined in the celebration of the extraordinary contribution of our local community broadcaster, UGFM, upon its 30th anniversary. The station is more than emergency broadcasting and community service announcements. UGFM is far more than the sounds of the Upper Goulburn. UGFM connects people and is the soundtrack of our lives. I was fortunate to attend the annual general meetings of the Redgate CWA, Yay Wetlands Discovery Centre, Alexandra Indoor Heater Pool, Yay and District Memorial Hospital. Each organisation brightly celebrated with members, volunteers and staff their respective achievements for the year before looking ahead with optimism. As a community, we celebrated our vital agricultural sector with the Alexandra and Yay shows. The respective communities are to be celebrated for bucking the trend of shows across the state, with revived offerings attracting greater community participation in 2024. It was a treat to be in attendance last week at the Christmas celebrations at the Alexandra RSL and the Molesworth Community Gathering. That evening, it was announced that their community would be the beneficiaries of the next community planning project. Suggestion box was unveiled and the invitation extended to everyone in the area to contemplate what better looks like for Molesworth. The program will be launched in February 2025. As we heard, Murrumbidgee Food and Wine Inc. hosted the Murrumbidgee Harvest Festival. First of many. I must recognise Council's Flood Recovery Manager for her comprehensive support of events in our still affected communities, enabling them to come together, to share experiences and to maintain connection. And Council's commitment to advocating for our community continued too. After escalating community concerns regarding the impacts of the implementation of vacant residential land tax and short state levies, Council's Economic Development team invited Andrew Hoskin and the team from the State Revenue Office to discuss the ramifications with our council, with residents and with local businesses. No one left the session particularly happy with the material discussed, but many expressed appreciation for the information being shared. Community representatives met with dialysis patients and explored every plausible avenue to support those vulnerable patients following changes to patient transport arrangements. Of late, consecutive appeals have been put to the Health and Ambulance Services Minister, Marianne Thomas, to support reinstatement of suitable transport for dialysis patients and to explore bringing dialysis services closer to our community. The courage of those impacted to tell their stories is matched by their principal community advocate, Murray Bristow, who continues to give them a voice. I've written to Federal Health and Aged Care Minister Mark Butler, seeking urgent intervention into the matter of a distressing aged care service shadow over several vulnerable Murrumbidgee Shire residents, hampering their access to dignified in-home care. Following productive recent discussions with the Environment and Sports Minister Steve Demopoulos, I wrote to the Minister this week, seeking a commitment to prioritise Lake Mountain in future development plans, with a view to realising the untapped potential for economic growth and community enrichment. It was surprising then to learn today through Melbourne media reports that expressions of interest are being sought for commercial arrangement, the commercial management of Lake Mountain Resort. The Alpine Resorts Victoria model was promoted as being beneficial to all resorts in the state. The lived reality is that the underinvestment in Lake Mountain manifests in this outcome. It's certainly disappointing that Council and the Marysville community have not been engaged as a critical stakeholder in the deliberations today. Council will continue to seek clarification and offers to contribute to shaping the solution. Finally, our community has been preparing for several months now for the arrival of some 3,000 visitors to Murrindindi Shire. The 40th annual Great Victorian Bike Riders will be taking in the stunning rural landscapes of Canumbra and Yark this coming Friday, before being welcomed to their new best friends in Alexandra. On Saturday, they will traverse some of Australia's premier road cycling destinations alongside the majestic outlook of Lake Eildon to the iconic Gould Memorial Drive and the tranquil forest setting of Marysville and beyond, to Granton and Tanarbathon. I extend Council's sincere appreciation to our dedicated volunteers and to Council's tourism and events team for their supportive coordination activities. I assure our visitors that you are most welcome here in Murrindindi Shire. Item 7.9 is the Chief Executive Office Report.
Thank you, Mayor and Councillors. The Murrindindi Shire Council elections have concluded with the Victoria Electoral Commission announcing the elected candidates on the 12th of November. According to BCE reports, a total of 12,541 Murrindindi Shire residents and ratepayers were enrolled to vote in this election, with 10,279 casting their votes. Of these, 405 were informal votes, just under 4%. And a total of 2,262 enrolled voters did not submit their vote or missed the deadline. The new councillors were officially sworn in at a special meeting on the 13th of November, and the election of the deputy and mayor took place on the 20th of November. Councillors have commenced their intense induction program, which includes mandatory elements set by the state government, with a requirement to complete the program within 4 months of being sworn in. The program is predominantly delivered in-house by officers, with a handful of selected sessions provided by specialist presenters or industry bodies. Council has secured a DigHealth grant of $15,050 to support the Alexandra Library's popular music theme program. This inclusive initiative, led by a qualified music teacher, provides weekly music sessions for parents, carers, children, and people with disabilities. The grant will enable the program to expand, potentially incorporating a music therapist to further enhance its impact. With strong community attendance, this program fosters connection and creativity across all abilities. As previously advised, Council received a grant of $968,000 under the federal government's housing support program to develop the Alexandra East Development Plan. This plan will guide sustainable growth across 71 hectares in Alexandra's major residential growth area. It will help address housing shortages, and it aims to encourage well-designed, affordable housing while supporting the local economy. Mesh Planning has been appointed as the lead consultant for the project. Initial engagement with landowners and key stakeholders is underway, and broader community consultation is scheduled to take place in 2025. We are now seeking expressions of interest from Alexandra residents keen to join the Alexandra East Development Plan community reference group and actively shape this development. EOIs close at noon on Friday the 20th of December, and engagement opportunities will continue throughout next year, and we encourage local input to ensure the plan meets community needs. The Council Road Advisory Group, or CRAG, will hold its final meeting for this year on the 10th of December. Since last session, Council has adopted all 16 recommendations, with staff actively working to incorporate these into the revisions of the road management plan and the road asset management plan. Advocacy efforts are also underway with the Department of Transport and Planning to seek improvements in the services as identified by the CRAG. The upcoming session will consider updates on the progress of the recommendations, Council's advocacy work related to the parliamentary inquiry into financial sustainability of local government, and developments on the road safety strategy, which led to 8 Safe Local Roads and Streets projects being funded by a $1.9 million state grant. These projects have commenced and include critical upgrades such as improved signage, traffic calming, and intersection enhancements to address priority areas identified for community consultation, CRAG input, as well as engineering analysis. Recently, CRAG member Matt Luma shared his experience in a UGFM radio interview, providing his reflections and highlighting the significance of this advisory body. The December meeting promises to continue fostering meaningful dialogue about the road network and its future.
Thank you, Ms. Darcy. Councillors, item 8 is a record of council briefing sessions. And I'll ask that a council move that council receive and note the records of council briefing sessions for the period 23 October 2024 to 20 November 2024. Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. And second, thank you, Councillor McCauley. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. I note that we have no items on the sealing register and nor any confidential items. So with that, I thank everybody for the participation, for your comprehensive reports, councillors, and declare the meeting closed at 6:51 p.m. Meeting support, please close the stream.